Hello, welcome to another episode of Party of Apes. This time, a little special something for you. We did a live show in Red Tree Theatre. So this is going to be a two-parter. You'll run down as the first part. You can probably tell that by the title. So we recorded this live in front of a wonderful audience. Thank you to everyone that came along. If you didn't come along, we've got more shows coming up. Yeah, stay tuned for that. Quick little shout-out to Josh. He was our lovely tech person for the night, and he got on ChatGPT and made images as we were improvising. We didn't plan it, but every now and then you'll hear us reference things that are up on a screen that we had no idea were coming, and neither did the audience. So it was very exciting, very fun. Check the description or our socials if you want to have a look at the slideshow of that. And it's going to be there anyway, so, you know, might as well have a look at it. It's a fun time. But without further ado,
good evening and welcome to the Sage Party of Apes!
2, 3, 4.
Hello. There we go. Party of Apes.
Hello, everybody.
Party of Apes.
Party of Apes.
It's a little red button.
Scott, it's like a little... He doesn't know the colour already.
Hello, is mine on? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're
awesome.
Right.
Amazing. Thank you.
Take a second.
Is it working?
We're working.
The
beauty of an impro show.
It's great. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Party of Apes podcast, first ever live recording. Yeah. Isn't it exciting?
Yeah, it's great.
Who here listens to the podcast?
Hey. Okay.
Ooh, we can use our voices as well. It is being recorded tonight.
Yeah, you will be heard by millions of people.
If you're listening at home, I swear there were hands up.
Who hasn't listened to the podcast before? Hi, guys.
You don't have to make noise.
You're in the wild ride. Normally we do plays. If you've come to one of our shows before, we improvise full-length plays off one audience suggestion, but we've been doing this podcast for the past half year.
10 years.
Yeah, you look like you've been doing it for the past year. And yeah, we decided that we were going to do a live recording of it, so thank you all very, very much for coming out. It's a huge thing, and we're really, really
thankful.
Yeah,
it's a big risk. Might not work. Might not be funny.
Yeah, we might never do it again.
I'm scared.
Might shut down the whole podcast. But who are we? We're Party of Apes. We're a long-form improv group. My name's Scott.
Gabby.
Luke.
Matt, I'm the fun one.
It's fun.
No one else has any defining features.
Yeah, collectively we're Party of Apes, but you are just the fun one.
Yeah.
What we normally do with the podcast is we chat for maybe 10 minutes, and then we improvise a full-length radio play. Tonight it's going to be special.
Yeah, because why would we talk amongst ourselves
when we have you
when
guys.
We have all of you here?
So we're going to have a bit of... We're going to have a bit of a chat, and then we're going to do a two-act radio play, and it will be released, if the recording is going okay, on our podcast. So for those of you who don't listen, I'm looking at you, Brandon and Finn.
Listen
to the podcast, and this is what you get for coming to an improv show and knowing the performers. But yeah, normally sometimes we have a special guest, and we'll have a bit of a chat with them. But we don't have a special guest tonight, except for one of you guys is going to be a special guest. So who would like to come up on stage and be a special guest for 5 minutes? I know it's Grace's birthday, but she does normally comment a lot of our shows.
My wife's name is Gabby.
What did I say?
You said Grace.
That's your sister.
That's my sister.
Oh.
That's
I mean, Luke is from New Zealand, so I don't want to spread stereotypes. Who wants to be a special guest and come chat for about 5 minutes?
I'm looking right at you.
Are we pointing at Finn or Brandon? Brandon, come on!
Incredible.
Go over here.
Scott. He will hold the mic. Do not take it off him.
Don't pick him up either.
We're just going to have a bit of a chat. It's going to be fine.
And
all right, you can
just relax, man.
Just relax. All right, so I know this man. So this is obviously off to a... Like, it is still improv. This isn't planned. What is your name for everyone at home and in the audience?
My name is Brandon Alexander. My mobile number is...
Okay, no, Brandon, we're not going to... We're not going to dox him. On. And what do you do, Brandon?
I work in sales in the city.
Wow, that's cool. That's
sales.
So fun and interesting.
Like sailing?
I don't think it's... Is it sailing or sale?
Sales.
And what do you sell?
I sell co-working spaces. So essentially you can rent private offices or flexible working solutions.
Is there a big market in that?
Surprisingly, yes. So I thought there was none when I came in, and now I've got an inbox with thousands of...
Do you say that to them? You're like, whoa, I didn't think you'd go for this, but like, thank you.
Wait, so you're just selling space for people to have meetings?
So people come to us and they don't want a traditional lease. They want to spend less money. So
why?
All of the real stingy
who would want to spend less money on something?
Yeah, so we get the people who like don't want a full length yearly lease. They just want to go month to month. And we give them a space based on the size of their team and go from there.
So you say you have stingy people that you work with. Is there any story or any customer you had that was particularly stingy or particularly kind of like weird to talk to and you just didn't get their vibe?
Yeah, so I had a guy who only talked to me by texting. He refused to answer calls. He refused to answer emails. And he would always text question marks. Just one question mark. I would give him a long spiel about our options. He would respond with a question mark. I don't know where to go from there. 2 days later, he sends me another question mark. And then another 2 days later, he said, I want this much cheaper. Can we do something? And I don't know what to say to that.
It's easy. Send a question mark back, man.
Yeah, the question mark makes sense. Yeah.
Do you know what he wanted the space for? Because it seems... Yeah.
So we charge $750 per month for like your own private desk. And he wanted it for around $250.
Ooh.
So,
and not just the price, but what did he like? What was his business? If it seems like he only responded in question marks, yeah, and was so yeah.
He was actually a consultant. I don't know what for.
Pretty bad. Why is every single job so vague in the city? I do sales. I'm a consultant. What for? Just space.
He sounds like a terrible consultant if he doesn't use words.
He never once specified what kind of consultant he was. He said, "I am a consultant. I need a space."
Isn't there a movie called The Consultant and it's like a hitman type thing? Yeah. Is that, am I right? Yeah. I think you gave space to a hitman.
Yeah, well, I actually turned him away. Mostly because of his attitude. He just...
Because he approached life as a Zodiac killer, like doing just like question marks and things.
Yeah, so I turned him away. I said, look, there's another very cheap option. Go there. They'll herd you like cattle.
How big is the desk space for $700?
So it's 1,400 mil by 600 mil.
Wait, are we interested?
I'm in the market for a desk, man.
Yeah, Maddie's also a killer as well. Oh my God. Anything else? This is a weird...
Did you ever get him on the phone?
Actually had him out for coffee.
Wow.
So a lot of my job is meeting with people, understanding what their needs are, and then going from there. Giving them a tour of the space as well. So he came out for coffee and it was just a very uncomfortable experience. He didn't say a lot. He just kind of walked around the space with his hands in his pockets.
Like, he walked around a space where you went to get coffee, which is usually a sit-down event.
No, I should explain. We have in-house coffee. Okay. So we're hospitality-led. So in-house coffees, and then we take them around on the tour while they're drinking.
Was he the same as like texting, but instead of a question mark, you'd just go...
It was...
For listeners at home, Luke just shrugged. This is going to be hard.
There was a lot of like nodding his head going, okay, yeah. And I, me doing a tour, I had to be like, yeah, so what do you think? Like, you like it? And he would go, yeah, it's good.
And I know this is asking a lot, but can you in detail describe how this man looked? Because in my mind, he's this real lanky Michael Fassbender looking creepy.
In my mind, he's the Riddler.
Yeah.
So he actually, he was probably like 6'5".
Too much.
Like very tall. I don't know. I'm 5'6". So
everyone's 6'5".
Everyone above 6 foot is 6'5". But really big beard, glasses, real hipster vibe, like red checkered shirt, boots and everything.
Oh my God, a hipster giant. Yeah. Who
hipster
shrugs.
Consultant They're giant evolving. Who kills people for a living.
Yeah, super scary dude. I hope I never see him again.
I hope you do. And you know what? If you don't see him again, you will see him again in this live radio play. Everyone give Brandon a round of applause.
Thank you, Brandon. That was amazing.
Good boy.
And we're going to take all of those ideas and put it into a radio play. Feel free, like, it's a lot more chill than we usually do, so feel free to close your eyes and just imagine and the world. And fall asleep.
Pull your phone out.
Just let us intercept your dreams.
That you've paid for. One thing to say, we do have a world that this play, all our plays kind of take place in, and they're all kind of connected, but...
And very strange. That makes sense. If there's some weird, like, we might have a few weird references of magical interpretive dance, wish-granting crab.
The old crab boy.
I mean, that's just to scratch the surface.
Go listen to the podcast.
We'll try not to make too many references, so it's like understandable for the newbies.
Yeah. Exactly. Do we want to shut that door?
Is that distracting you?
Yeah,
I'm already sitting down. So
I'm sitting.
Like
I guess
it's just going to like come out at any moment, especially if we're doing a story about like a serial killer. I feel like this 6'5" giant man is going to walk around the corner.
He can't fit through that door. It's too big.
We're going to now do a radio play improvised, and then there'll be an intermission, and then you guys are going to come back and you're going to hear the end of it, and it's going to be beautiful.
And before we do jump right into it, I do also want to say, because I feel like we really brushed over this, happy birthday, Gabby.
Happy birthday, Gabby.
Happy birthday to you.
Just to clarify, Gabby is Luke's wife, not sister. Grace is sister.
Scott
Luke
really?
Is not married to his sister. Luke is married to Gabby. Not Gabby in the show. Gabby is with me. That Gabby is with Luke.
And we wish you a happy birthday.
We pass.
Yeah, I've been so left out, Scott. You mentioned me once.
Matt and I have a secret love affair on the side.
Yeah, that's true.
What?
This is a special birthday show for Gabby.
Happy birthday, Gabby. This one's for you. And thank you, Brandon. That was beautiful.
And thank you, Brandon. Happy birthday, Brandon.
Happy birthday, everyone.
Happy birthday, everyone, for when your birthday is. All right, we ready, guys?
Yeah.
Ready.
Last week on Apes on the Airwaves.
...
Excuse me, I have a question mark.
What are you doing?
This man, he just keeps coming into the office offering question marks. I don't know what he wants.
I'm so confused. I've never been more confused and scared. But also, did you see how tall... Wait, he's young!
Is it?
Question mark. When will anyone answer my question?
Have you thought about words, master?
Question mark.
Will the question mark killer finally have someone who answers him and answers his call? Will he find an office space? Find out on this episode of Apes on the Airwaves.
Oh, we just established he's a killer. That wasn't evident in the intro.
I mean, we had a whole conversation with someone.
An empty room. White walls. A desk that is 790 millimeters by... Was it 90 millimetres or something like that?
90 millimetres. It's just
the
blank
thinnest
board.
Desk you have ever seen. Stacked along it is just a row of question marks. He sits, a single light lighting the room, on his phone, waiting for someone to answer his call. His phone starts to vibrate. A call.
Question mark.
Are you the question mark killer?
Mm-hmm.
I have a job for you. Yes.
What is the job?
Oh, right.
Question mark.
Sorry, I've never gotten this far before. Normally I just get question marks. You see, there's this man at this office. I'm not going to tell you who he is. That is my business. But I want you to infiltrate this office space and take him.
Is this Barry calling?
Yes, it is Barry.
Barry. Okay.
But that's all the information you need. The rest is to infiltrate the office on 73 Oxford Street, Sydney. And that's the only information you need.
Okay, Barry, you gave a very similar job last week. Is it just that guy's friend that you want me to kill?
Okay, yes, it is his friend that he wants to kill, but that's only because he's onto me. And that's the only information you need.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Barry.
Please stop saying my name on the phone.
Okay, Barry.
You just said it again.
Another job by Barry. Okay. Minion.
Yes. A figure strolls across the room, probably only 5'5", but in comparison to this giant, looks very small. What do you need, Master?
We have another job by one of the regulars.
Barry.
Yes. We tried to be all cryptic again, but I...
It's too much. It's not too much for you. Question mark.
Yes. Because I ask all the questions, but I also know all the answers. That's my secret, Minion.
And your name is Mark.
Exactly.
Question mark.
Thank you. But no one else must know that.
No one's figured it out.
No one's figured that out. It's just between you, me, and some of our special clients.
Not Barry.
No, not Barry yet. He's not close enough to us. We must not tell him everything. Last week when I killed that man in that office space at that address that he gave me, it was... I think I was spotted, and I became more... I didn't have as much tact as I should have.
I think you did excellent, sir.
No, but
I know you screamed and you cried and you sort of ran away, but you did an excellent job hiding your face considering your giant stature.
Yes, and I kept on saying question mark just to freak that... the target out, but the word got around.
Yes, people are quite scared of the question mark killer.
I know, and it's become a bit of a joke. Some people scaring each other by jumping out and say, question mark. I'm no joke, Minion.
No, sir, I never thought you were.
I shall prove that to all of them.
As this conversation takes place, we zoom across the city to the local police precinct, where a detective sits on another very thin desk, going over case notes, trying to figure out who is this question mark killer, why he's become such a great big joke in the city, and how is he ever going to catch him?
Damn it! I need another pair of eyes on this. Donaldson!
Yes, sir.
Come here.
Oh, okay.
Your shoes are too loud, first of all.
I'm sorry, I've got really large feet, but a very small frame.
That's what everyone says about you.
I know, I decided to lean into it, you know, because everyone's like, that Donaldson, large feet, small frame. But if I say it outright, they can't make fun of me.
We do. We say you should have been a clown.
I know. My dad always wanted me to be a clown. That's why he stretched my feet when I was younger. Every day he would pull a little bit more, inch by inch. And I would say, no, Dad, I don't want to be a clown.
Stop talking. that's not for me. Come on, pull up a seat on my desk. You had to grab the loudest chair, didn't you?
I'm sorry, I can't do anything right. It's just like my dad said.
Oh.
When I decided not to go to clown college and go to...
Please stop.
What? I'm sorry.
Please stop.
You were saying, sir.
We need to figure out who the question mark killer is.
It's impossible, sir.
Why?
Because he leaves no...
It's literally our job, though.
I know, but he leaves... We searched the crime scene and we found nothing.
Except the question mark painted on the wall in paint.
I know, and I took the paint sample down to the lab to try and figure out where the paint came from.
What did they say?
It said it came from 100 different paint stores.
What?
Yeah. 100 different paint stores.
Just like mixed them all in together.
Mixed them all up. There is no way to track it.
Unless we go to 100 different paint stores.
My God, sir, you're a genius.
Yes. Okay, let's do that. Bunnings, go to Bunnings.
Yeah, that's the first one on the list.
Okay, just one Bunnings.
Just one Bunnings.
Oh, let's go down to the local Bunnings then.
Local Bunnings, all right.
As they head off, we fly over to a high-rise office. Inside, fairly plain office of a consultation office where they consult. And there are many desks, and but one empty desk next to a very sad individual who sits at his tiny desk, typing on his tiny computer.
On the empty desk, there is a small shrine of, like, the man who was murdered. Just little photos of his face.
The question mark is still painted on the wall next to him.
Are you going to be the first to be killed?
I didn't want to, but...
I was going to, and then he made me a cop. Go on, it's one of you.
That's good, that's good.
Excuse me, can you stop sobbing at the workplace?
Sorry.
What's your problem?
So, being next to his desk, it's very much a bummer, and I...
It's Obama?
No. It's an O. Bummer. Not Obama. It's not very Obama at all. I quite liked Obama.
We see the other individual, Nick, who is at his little cubicle. The whole bunch of graphic design around him. With his drawing on his pad.
What are you drawing, Nick?
Big question mark.
What?
Oh, yeah, I got... there's a guy reached out to me. Yeah, there you go. That's it right there. This guy reached out to me and asked if I could, you know, redesign his logo. It was a big question mark thing.
Can I see it?
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the projector.
That's very similar to the question mark killer, Nick. The one who killed a good friend.
Your good friend.
Are you telling me you had zero feelings about this killing that happened basically outside of our office?
Yeah.
Are you the killer?
No.
Are you helping the killer?
No. Maybe, I don't know. It's very cryptic. He just sent me a question mark in my inbox. So I sent back a tick emoji and an exclamation mark, and there we are.
I think maybe I should leave.
An important looking man in a very fine suit walks up with an invitation to a funeral. Hello, we're having a work outing to the funeral. So if you could please come, take one of these invitations, drinks and food on work, so on us. You're very welcome.
Oh, drinks and food. Okay, yeah, I'll take one.
Oh, yes, there you are.
Boss?
Yes?
Sorry. Would I be able to have a meeting with you? It's just, I think that some people in the office are colluding with a killer, and I'm just a little bit anxious, but also I know that we're also not meant to work on other projects at the same time, and I thought that might be also of interest.
Who's working on projects at the same time?
I mean...
Nick? Hmm? Are you just scribbling again?
No.
Have you finished that banner for outside?
No.
You think we're going to put a question mark outside of our office? You think this is some kind of sick joke, Nick? In my office, Nick.
Will Nick lose his job? Will the question mark killer get his next mark? And will the police get onto the case instead of checking 100 paint stores over and over again? Find out after this break.
If you haven't listened to the podcast before, this is where we make up ads.
Yeah, because no one actually pays us, so we make up our own ad. Oh, you're so hopeful. Become 31, you won't be so hopeful.
Is this part of the ad?
It's humor, all right? We all laugh, it's all right.
Do you feel old?
Yes.
Boy, do I.
Does it affect your mental health?
Who are you?
Get out of my house.
Does it affect your physical health?
My name's Scott, my hairline's receding.
Fuck you.
Well, have we got the solution for you?
I don't know! Do you?
I do. I am Generation Alpha. Here with consultancy to help all old people realize how cool young people are. And how much you missed out on when you were young. I make TikToks all day long. I got a phone. We even have toilet paper. You guys didn't have that when you were young.
Oh, I feel younger already.
Here at Generation Alpha Consultancy, we give an experience to the oldies, the experience of being young, so that they don't feel old. Generation Alpha.
Dab.
We are on the street with the question mark killer as he's casing out the joint, ready for his next hit.
My God, that man is huge.
He's giant. He doesn't fit in at all.
That's amazing. He puts his hood on.
It's covered in question marks.
He puts on his sunglasses. And he starts walking a bit quicker. Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Behind Tailing is the minion trying to keep up, but being 5'5", he struggles very, very much to keep up with a 6'5" man, as though being short is a real hindrance on his life.
Master, please, wait for me. I forgot my Heelys, please.
No time to wait. There's a funeral on and we must get there before everyone else does to set the scene.
Oh, you're so devious, Master. Wait, do you think it's distracting that I'm yelling to this to you from a distance?
It's okay.
Wearing a question mark.
Excuse me, will you stop for my TikTok?
No, sorry, sir. The best way of hiding yourself is not hiding yourself at all. And you hide yourself in plain sight. Therefore, no one thinks you're obvious.
The crowd start gathering to listen to his wise teachings about being a killer.
Is that so true? Is that right?
That is right.
We see across the street as well, there's a Bunnings. And the cops are in the window like, that couldn't be him. That's too obvious.
Quick, check the paint guy.
Yes. Yes, plebs. There is...
Oh, that's us. He knows us.
My name.
He really sees us.
Yes, I do see you. And I know you. But you do not know me.
Who are you?
Please, tell us.
Please.
I cannot tell you. But just read my garb. That tells you all you need to know to find me when you need me.
What?
I'm so confused.
I speak in riddles.
He's the Riddler.
So that only those...
The Riddler is real.
I know the Riddler.
I'm going to go tell my parents I told you that my comics were real.
I'm going to go tell Batman we found him.
Okay,
I think we've confused them.
Yes, we've confused them and now we have a bit much more attention than we need. But that, remember, is good.
Yes.
Let's go to the funeral.
They race over to a little chapel in the middle of the city where the beginnings of a funeral are starting to, like, shape up, but not in full swing yet.
How are you getting these?
Are these just readily available?
I'm very, very good at ChatGPT.
Oh my god!
I'm live feeding in what you're doing.
For listeners at home, Josh is putting up like photos,
GPT images,
on like to set the scene, and there is a coffin with a question mark all
blanket
over
on it. That's it.
Wow.
We'll put a slideshow together so you can watch and timestamps of when to flip.
Yeah, while you're driving.
The funeral.
They're at the funeral, yeah. The funeral, there's a little chapel outside. They've like already dug a drain grave.
They put the body in a drain.
Yeah.
Just let it float away.
Exactly. It's all
like
about
a Viking
like,
funeral, you know, but it's in the city, so yeah. They just...
But it hasn't started yet. The question mark killer, he gets there. He starts casing the joint, trying to figure out his plan.
Question mark here. Question mark there.
Do you want the blanket with the question mark, sir, for the coffin?
Put it on quickly.
Put it on.
What's that guy doing? He's putting... That seems very distasteful.
Oh, we don't know who the killer is, though.
It's a question... Mark.
How did you know my name?
What was your relation to the deceased?
I was in the same office. That's it.
Is he the one?
No.
Oh.
No, it's not the one. I think it's a lady.
Oh.
Yes.
A lady.
But if it gets down to it, we might have to eliminate all of them.
That's Why are you nodding?
He pulls out a bomb from his long trench coat and starts placing it under the coffin just in case.
Just in case. And he sets the time at question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Okay.
He then slinks away into the shadows, waiting for the funeral to eventually take place. We skip over back to a Bunnings where two detectives are interrogating a Bunnings worker.
That's got him tied up.
In the back room where all the plants and things are.
Can I go back to work now, please?
What do you reckon, sir? Good cop, bad cop this?
Yeah. You start and I'll figure out what I'm doing.
Do you want me to be good cop or bad cop?
No, you're overthinking it. Just, you jump in.
Listen to me, you son of a bitch!
Hey! Yeah, don't speak like that to me.
Like that to you because you fucking deserve it. Oh,
I thought it was...
No wonder you're a huge disappointment and your family hate you.
You don't know that.
I do look at you. I can tell it just from your haircut.
My mum cut my hair.
Yeah, she doesn't anymore, does she? Because you're a failure, because you work at Bunnings.
The other cop goes up behind him and, like, pulls out a box cutter.
You want to get a real cut?
Huh?
You'll stay silent. You want this to end here and now?
Oh, yeah, I'll stay silent.
Sorry, you're being good cop, right?
I won't say this anything.
We could do bad cop, that's fine.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you want a refreshment?
Yes, but I would like to not be tied up.
Okay,
I didn't.
Of course. There you go.
Thank you, sir.
Son of a bitch will stay tied up like the submissive bitch you are.
I haven't done anything. I was making paint.
On February 19th, you sold paint to the question mark killer, and you know you did.
That dude with the question mark coat? He's not a killer. That's Mark.
What? It was right in front of us the whole time.
I think we've cracked this case wide open.
You.
Yeah?
How can we find Mark?
Well, I mean, he's in here pretty regularly buying paint. He's got a photo on the back of himself.
Yeah, he carries a photo of himself around.
Like, the photo is the perfect. Sorry, the mirror is on the other side. It has to just match the photo.
This is why your family hates you. Your vanity has no grounding whatsoever.
Didn't I just give you some valuable information?
Oh, you did. Sorry, I'm in the bad cop.
I haven't done anything wrong here yet.
Yet?
I mean...
Take him away, boys!
No, please.
They take him out the back and beat the shit out of him. Just relentlessly.
Remember, you deserve this!
Oh, my hair!
Now, Donaldson.
Yeah. I think that went really well.
We need to check the database for Mark.
All right. Luckily, I bought my laptop.
Good.
He pulls out his laptop from his backpack.
Then he walks over to his shelf and grabs a 2x4 and uses it at his desk.
It looks like there are 800,000 million marks in this city.
Wait. Put a question mark on the end.
Oh, my God.
Oh, did that work?
It worked. He seems to live at 73 Oxford Street, Sydney.
I think that was the address I said.
No, that's the address that's you sent him to.
That's right. That's where he lives.
He lives. Okay.
Let's go.
Let's go to the office.
We cut back to the funeral, and walking in is the office lady. Did we give her a name? She's unnamed as of yet. Candace, let's call her.
Aww.
Walking next to Nick.
Sorry about before with dobbing you in and all that.
That's fine.
Are you going to the funeral?
Yeah, we're at the funeral. That's yeah, how the scene was established.
I'm more meant because, like, before you seemed so anti-funeral.
I'm not anti-funeral. I just did not care.
I don't think you should say that to his friends and family.
He's just munging on one of the free sandwiches and has, like, a pint of beer in the other hand.
My eighth pint of beer.
I think you need to slow down, man. You're not looking too good.
What the hell?
Not like in a way that like, ew, you're unattractive, but in a way that's like you look like you're about to pass out. And also, you're standing very close to the drain grave. It's just an accident waiting to happen. I think they should... Are you okay?
Yeah, but if you finally pass out, then it's like, I don't know if you're in a grave anyway. What's that?
What? Sorry, Nick. Sorry, I didn't catch that. I didn't catch that, man. What's what?
I'm sorry, the alcohol hit me like all at once. So,
you know, you've been
when does the party start?
As he says this, the priest steps forward up to the podium. No.
Yeah. With an award in his hand.
With an award in his hand.
Thank you. I gladly receive this award for putting on the best funeral that this company...
Like, You're in the wrong place. It's next door. The priest award's next door.
Oh.
This is a funeral.
Oh, okay.
It's my funeral.
It's your funeral?
Yeah.
What? But
the priest, this is your funeral?
Like I'm
We're at the wrong funeral, guys.
No.
I'm clearly still alive. I mean, this is
I
my...
I don't even know that guy.
I'm talking right now.
I thought this was my son's funeral.
Crowds of people start exiting the funeral.
By the way, I thought they were putting it on my...
This was my first funeral I was meant to be hosting.
Is this not the right word, is it?
And I'm your host.
Thank you. Well,
there's only us two, and then there's the question mark guy, and then the
question mark guy,
real
and,
tiny,
and the guy thought that this was the priest awards, yep. Which is actually next door.
Oh God! Well, I'll leave right now. Sorry. Bless you all.
Can you turn water into wine? Is that a thing still?
I personally cannot.
Yeah.
I think you've had enough. Anyways, I gotta go get my award.
No, that's okay. Well, the three of us are gathered here today to talk about the demise of...
Sorry, did you just not count the other guy because he's only 5'5" and doesn't really count as like a full-grown man?
It's okay, it happens a lot.
I look straight over you.
No, it's okay.
Where'd you get that photo of me, Josh? That's rude. I'm so sorry. I just look straight over your head. The four of us are gathered here.
For all you tall freaks, why is everyone over 6 foot?
I'm an average 5'10".
Oh no!
I've got platforms in my shoes.
That's really dangerous, considering how drunk you are. We'll get on with it. The four of us are gathered here today to talk about the demise of... What was his name again?
Question mark.
No, not the demise of question mark.
Not the demise.
The dead guy.
Question mark.
What? Damien. Why are you just saying question
mark? Damien.
Yeah, Damien. Why not?
You're a really shifty, weird guy in a question mark cape, but I'll let it slide. To talk about the demise of Damien.
Woo!
What?
Yeah, Damien!
He was loved by many, apparently, and he's left quite a mark on the world. Not a question mark. Unfortunately, that was the person who killed him. His best friend,
Candace
would like to say a few words about Damien.
Shut
so
up, Nick.
I will ask you to leave. This is still the funeral.
As this happens, the question mark killer slips around the back to the start of the drain. Might figure out later what happens. Question mark.
Scary.
What was his name again?
Damien. He died. Show the guy some respect.
He said you were his best friend.
I'm in grief. And did any of us really know Damien? No. Is the point that I'm trying to get across. Because I feel like we only got a very small glimpse of Damien.
Yeah, and we hated only, that.
Nick.
Claire.
I wish you weren't here.
Me too, baby.
Then leave.
It's a work thing. I can't leave.
Everybody else did. Everybody left.
You
got to
find... don't be sheep, okay? Don't follow the leader.
That's literally what being in a workplace is. You follow the leader.
As he nods off this time, he, starts to, rock backwards and forward and stumble into the pit that is connected to the drain that is meant for the body.
As this happened, the question mark man breaks open the drain and a gush of water starts flowing down past the coffin and swooping up Nick.
Oh, no. I wet myself.
That's never happened before at any funeral. I'm going to lose my job over this.
Is this a reason you can lose your priesthood?
If someone falls into the drain and gets washed away, the funeral drain, yes.
I think priests have done a lot worse. I think this one might be overlooked.
Minion, quickly grab her.
Quickly, quickly.
Question mark.
The question mark killer and the minion grab...
Candace. No, please. I won't question it any further. Please. Don't take me away. Quickly, sir. We've got her. Quickly. Oh. Quickly. She's so pretty. Let's go.
I take her away.
The funeral director is left there now by himself, I suppose.
And there's the water that has come from the drain has gone and made a circuit in the shape of a question mark.
Oh.
Somehow.
Yeah, it stops and then starts again. Yeah.
Goes underground for a moment and then comes out and spurts out into the street.
Oh, my leg's wet. It's a gun.
What the heck?
Whoa.
That's how funerals work.
The funeral director just looks and after a while just says to himself, fuck. Find out what happens next time after this break. That's intermission. Thank you, everyone. Find out what happens at the end of this story. But outside, there was some nibblies. There's some drinks. Go enjoy them.
Nibblies and dribblies.
See you after the
nibblies
break.
Nibblies and dribblies.
Anything else? Anything else, guys?
No, I just want to draw attention. I said nibblies and dribblies, and that's what I'm going to call food and drinks from now on.
Feel uncomfortable about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we hang around with you too often for you to be using those. Nibblies and dribblies.
I'm about to get dribblies, baby.
Dribbly, I don't like.
Thank you all again for coming tonight. We'll see you after the break.
We'll see you in 15 minutes, something like that.
And you know what? The audience did wait 15 minutes. And then they came back. You're going to have to wait a whole week. Sucks to be you unless you're listening to this later on. In which case, go listen to the second part now. But enough antagonizing the audience. Go check out our socials, everything Party of Apes on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Send us an email, podcast@partyofapes.com. We would love to hear from yous. Any funny stories, weird ideas, silly people you've met, anything of that nature, send it through. We love you guys and we really appreciate everyone listening. Please stay tuned for our next live show, which will be announced soon. And share this with a friend. We are growing. Let's keep that growth going. The more people that listen, the more that we can do this, put on awesome shows for you guys. Thank you for being a part of this. Party of Apes.